Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Christmas presents come in all shapes and sizes, and for one Boston man, the best holiday gift this year is a big one. It's a home. WBUR's Lynn Joliker introduced us to Brian DeSilva back in October. He was one of nearly 500 people on the official list of chronically homeless adults the city of Boston is working to house. But now, he's not on that list. As Lynn tells us, DeSilva's gotten an apartment through the city's efforts.
Thank you.
It's the day of the big reveal for Brian DeSilva.
Oh, great.
And it's been a long time coming. After 2 years living in a homeless shelter run by Pine Street Inn, DeSilva has been matched with a studio apartment. It's in a Boston Housing Authority building in the South End.
So after we get your okay, then we'll come back and do our last bit of touches. And we'll have an apartment ready to go on Monday.
I mean, I got my towels and stuff.
DeSilva looks around, already mapping out where he's going to put his things. The apartment has been spiffed up with new cabinets and appliances. It's small, but a huge milestone for the 53-year-old.
I'm happy. It'd be sleeping on a cot at a shelter, and I'll have my own space. And I can go on with my life. This is a wonderful Christmas present.
I'm so happy. Happy, 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 Kim.
Kimberly Wilson is DeSilva's advocate from Pine Street Inn, who helped him search for housing.
He's done a lot of work, you know. He's been a really good client. And even with rejection, some people get rejections for the smallest things. He's still pursued on to say, you know, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
The light came when DeSilva was recently approved for Social Security disability income after a few tries. He has autism spectrum disorder and depression. Then Wilson signed him up to attend a housing surge. Those are events the city has been hosting with help from the Housing Authority, the state, and other partners. People on the city's list of chronically homeless adults who seem ready for housing get invited. Chronically homeless means homeless for a year or 12 months over the course of a few years. The city's Department of Neighborhood Development says almost 250 people have found units through the surge events. Many of the apartments come from the BHA.
They have been wonderful about setting aside some of these units and making sure that people that are most needy are getting public housing.
Sheila Dillon is Boston's housing chief.
It's been a wonderful partnership and one that I wish every city and town in the Commonwealth would replicate.
Boston set a goal in 2015 of eliminating chronic homelessness by the end of this year. It won't reach the goal, but the work won't stop.
While we were housing a lot of people, more people were coming in the front door than we had anticipated. So we need to figure out why there are so many people entering homelessness. We need to look at the systems of care that they're coming from.
More than 650 people have been moved into permanent housing with support services through the initiative. The services include things like help with budgeting. Though DeSilva is quite self-sufficient, he says he'd like assistance getting into job training.
You can be homeless for 2 years or be homeless a year, and that's a different life. And then you're here, and you may be a little, might find it a lot overwhelming or anxious. Hopefully not with me, but yeah. So I'm glad we got those support services there, too.
For now, he's most grateful to be able to live by his own rules, on his own schedule, in his home.
That's nice.
I like it.
I like it. Here in my bed here.
Yeah.
Which he sees as a stepping stone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.